And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And we're back with Arthur. So, Arthur, this woman has wrinkles and crow's feet, and she said, what can I do about those if I don't get the laser? And should I get lasered in my physician's office, or is there a better treatment for these wrinkles?
You know, wrinkles are the bane of growing older, right? We start getting them in our 30s if you've got a lot of sun damage. In fact, I've seen people in their 20s with wrinkles, people who live at the beach, because, Mike, as you know, there's only two things you can do to prevent wrinkles because you're genetically predetermined to get them. So if you smoke, you're going to get more wrinkles. And if you have a lot of sun exposure, you're going to get more wrinkles. So first of all, it's no smoking and SPF 15 at least every day. So that's for starters. Then once you get those wrinkles, there are skincare programs that can make a difference. So things like vitamin C and vitamin A on the skin can make a difference. But if you're beyond those things, then we start thinking of peels and fillers and Botox, things like that. You know, a lot of people have the misconception, Mike, that facelifts treat wrinkles, but they really don't. Facelifts and eyelid lifts treat big sags. So, you know, the big skin that you can take between your fingers that's hanging down, you don't have this because you live clean, you know, very clean life. So I know that. You look like you're 38 still. So, but how's that for kissing up? I'm sorry. Now, Mike, he's looking at me through the radio there. Now, if you have wrinkles, though, the fine wrinkles.
Yeah, fine wrinkles are the ones you said that the laser works good for.
And it does. It does. But the problem is the laser really does have a tremendous downtime. If we really want to get rid of those wrinkles, it's a 2-week period of hiding. And that's unacceptable for men.
You mean because it makes you so red or makes you so unappealing that you want to hide your face for 2 weeks?
Just about. You know, it's that phrase, no pain, no gain. We've all heard it. And this is one where it really is true. The deeper we laser or the deeper we peel or the deeper we dermabrade, so whether we sand or chemically injure or use energy techniques, the deeper we go, the more effective it is, within limits, of course, as long as the doctor knows what he or she is doing, but the longer it takes to recover. And Mike, the people that I have done the deep peels on and the deep lasers who are without skin for anywhere from 7 to 14 days, and I mean without skin, you know, they say afterwards, well, they'd never do that again. They're happy they did it, but they'd never do that again. I suppose it's like diving off that 100-foot diving board. You do it once, but never again, you know, for the experience. So with the wrinkles, they're happy they did it, but very few people would say they'd do it again because the recovery is just so intense. But the deeper lasers, the CO2 laser that we've been doing since 1995 really does work all over the face, the lips, the crow's feet. Those are very difficult wrinkles to treat. It works. And in fact, about a year ago, there was a study that showed the longevity of that laser is at least 10 years.
Wait, so meaning the longevity of the face getting rid of the wrinkles after that laser was at least 10 years.
That's correct. And what that also means, it's even better than that, Mike, because when they do these studies and they look 10 years later, they compare the photographs to 10 years earlier, and what they're saying is about 80 to 90% of people are still better than they were 10 years before, and yet they're 10 years older. So if they had an identical twin, they would look much, much younger than the identical twin. And they've done those studies, too. In fact, I believe in Cleveland. Isn't there a Twinsburg right outside of Cleveland?
Where there is a Twinsburg.
And they've done those studies. They've done facelifts and lasers and things like that on identical twins. One twin gets it. One twin doesn't. I'd want to be the one that got it. and then they followed. They're out 20 or so years now with facelift studies. And the one at all points in time, you look better. So people ask me all the time, Mike, how long does a facelift last? How long does an eyelid lift last? The answer is it lasts forever, because at all points in time, you're still going to look better than you would have had you not had the procedure.
Now, but now the CO2 laser, how long is that recovery period? You said it's...
No skin for as long as 2 weeks, and that's why it has fallen out of favor, Mike, and that's why all these lasers that are less invasive have been invented and tried. But really, if you really ask the plastic surgeon or the dermatologist, they'll tell you that they're still disappointed in these things, that we long for the days where we could do those deeper lasers because they really worked. But patients won't tolerate that anymore. So we're looking for the lower energy sources. And ultrasound is one of those things. We've talked about that. Low-level lasers, chemical peels and things like that. But we have such good fillers now that we did not have 10 or 15 years ago. You know, things like hyaluronic acid, which only was FDA approved about 10 years ago, 2003. Those are so effective at filling fine wrinkles that we're a little less dependent now on those energy techniques, and we do more and more fillers. About 2 million people in the United States had wrinkle filling last year, which is an astounding number compared to the lasers, which are in the couple hundred thousand, and most of those are the lighter lasers now.
So, Arthur, what's the bottom line here? What should you do?
Well, it's individualized. Top half of the face, I still recommend Botox. Bottom half of the face, fillers. And I'm a big fan of light chemical peeling because the recovery is fairly quick, and it's very good for the very, very superficial wrinkles and the pigment, brown pigment of the face.
Either going to have to go on this subject, but I think we'll postpone the Botox, more Botox discussion, and also more on wrinkles, because we've got a whole mess of questions on the udocs@gmail email line. So I'm going to go over those next week because I want to get in a real age tip of the week. Power of positive thinking and pain relief. A patient walks into the doctor's office and sees two docs, an optimist and a pessimist. No, this isn't a twist on the man walks into a bar joke. We want to tell you a fascinating story that shows you how powerful a role your attitude and your docs play in how good you can feel. The patient is exposed to pain twice and is given a powerful opioid both times to relieve it. The first time, the optimistic doc tells the patient this drug will really work. The second time, the pessimistic doc says when this drug stops working, the pain might increase. What happens? You're right. The doc's attitude and the patient's expectations based on what the doc said changed how well the doc works. An optimist really does work. That's how the placebo effect works, and then some. So choose it yourself. Make yourself optimistic before you go in if you have pain. And then secondly is get an optimistic doc. And that's the real age tip of the week. Arthur, are you optimistic when you see patients?
Always. Always the optimist, Mike.
Thanks you for listening, Sonar, for great engineering. We'll be back next week, as we hope you are. We have a bunch of great stuff to talk about, including more on wrinkle removal and more uses for Botox. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet-related. Cleansing opens the door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's dherbs.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
pain in your neck, chest,
arms or jaw,
shortness of breath.
Please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness.
It's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.